Welcome to New View Advice. I'm your host, Amanda DeRozier, and I invite you to join me here each week as I offer advice on how to move through whatever problem or trauma is holding you back from living life to the fullest. Let's get started. Hey, beautiful soul. My name is Amanda DeRozier, and welcome to New View Advice. If you're new here, this is a healing-centered advice podcast where I answer listener questions about the healing journey. I don't believe I have all the answers. I believe you have all the answers you seek. You just may need a new view and a little help along the way. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. Today we are talking about self-love and how do we learn to love ourselves if we don't feel like we've ever loved ourselves. I think that the experience of this question, not knowing how to love ourselves, is extremely common, but so many of us feel alone and we feel like we're the only ones who don't know how to love ourselves, or we feel like we're the only ones who struggle with self-hatred and blame and really difficult feelings. So today we are going to dive into self-love. Why is it that so many of us struggle with self-love and how do we continue to love ourselves deeper? My intention for this episode is to help you to feel less alone if you struggle with self-love, and also to reiterate over and over again that there's nothing wrong with you. You have always been enough. You have always been worthy. You've always been lovable. And life is a journey of learning how to love ourselves, and wherever you are today is okay. Today, we're going to talk all things self-love. And before I jump into the episode, I always like to mention that you can find the episode show notes at newviewadvice.com/103. And if you haven't checked out my website, I invite you to check it out at newviewadvice.com, where there's free journal prompts, free meditations, and where I recently added a new section with poems. And you know what? I'm actually going to read a poem for this episode. So this episode, I'll read you a poem that I wrote. I invite you to go check it out. These are poems that have helped me to heal throughout my own healing journey, and I'm pretty excited about it. My poems are pretty intimate. I didn't share them for a really long time because I felt like such a piece of my soul. But the more I love myself, the more I want to share with you my heart and the inner workings of Amanda. So you can check those out at newviewadvice.com. And before I jump into the episode, I'm going to read a poem because to me, this poem was my journey with self-love. So with that, let's jump on in. I call this poem Snow White. I fell from the ivory tower one dark and stormy night. I was sent out into the woods, resembling Snow White. I was naive and innocent, also running for my life. The hunter almost got me, but I sprinted out of sight. I ran through the forest as the demons chased me, screaming for help, but found no outside safety. I stumbled through the trees, looking for the light, but time and time again, saw nothing but the night. I soon began to see Prince Charming was not coming. I waited for the seven doors, an experience quite humbling. No one came to save me. I waited long enough. So after years of torment, I picked myself back up. I got lost many times because it can be really hard to see the forest for the trees. But I found a place to call my own with the help of Mother Earth. She was the prince I waited for, the one with me since birth. At first, this refuge was bare, not built on solid foundation, but through the years became my most beautiful creation. Thanks for listening and thanks for letting me share. If you want to read more poems about my healing journey, you can check those out at newviewadvice.com. Hey, Amanda. Thank you so much for creating this podcast. I have been learning so much about myself through your words and it's been a great help. My question is about self-love. I was recently journaling and realized I don't truly love all of who I am. As I was writing, I then realized I've actually never once loved myself. I was taught at such a young age everything that was wrong with me and got so much negative feedback about who I am and all the things I did wrong from my friends and family since I could remember. I do know the first time I said I hated something about myself was when I was 4 years old and had just started pre-K. I just want to know, how am I supposed to love myself when I never once knew what that even felt like to begin with? Thank you so much for this question. This is such an honest question. I just want to honor that in you, your truthfulness and your vulnerability with asking this question. Thank you so much. And I also want to thank you for your kind words about the podcast. It always warms my heart to know that this podcast I've created helps others because I don't always know that. So thank you. Thank you for that. So first, I want to say I'm so sorry that you feel this way, that you've never loved yourself and that you experience such criticism and negative experiences from such a young age. I think, unfortunately, this is all too common. Is that when we are children, we receive negative feedback about ourselves from the world, from friends and family, as you said, and we receive criticism and judgments, and we internalize that there's something wrong with us. I talk about that a lot on the podcast, feeling like there's something wrong with me. That's probably one of my deepest wounds, the belief of what is wrong with me? Why is so much wrong with me? What did I do to be so wrong? Can I be normal? Those are all beliefs I've really struggled with for a very long time. And I can't say I don't struggle with them at all anymore. And I just want to honor you with that in this question, because self-love is a journey. I think that we can always love ourselves deeper because love is that deep and that true and that large and that grand. And it's also fierce. Love isn't just sunshine and rainbows. Love is that force that wants you to look at all those lies you tell yourself. So when you say that you don't even know how to love yourself, I want to challenge that, because I believe you do love yourself. You wouldn't be asking a question about self-love if you didn't love yourself. You wouldn't be healing if you didn't love yourself, because healing is a radical act of self-love. Choosing to look at yourself is self-love. So for anybody out there who's listening to this podcast and thinks, I'm not sure I love myself, I can assure you, you do. You would not have found New View Advice if you didn't love yourself, because this isn't an easy podcast to listen to. I've accepted that. For a long time, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to be for everybody. I'm for the masses. No, I'm really not. I am, I don't know, a dark queen. I've been trying to grapple with who I am recently and accept a few things about myself. And one of those is that I love myself really deeply. And that's not always easy, because I have proclaimed recently that I'm in my villain era. And I didn't realize that by saying that I'm in my villain era. And what I meant by that is that I'm done people pleasing. Amanda's got to follow her happiness. But I didn't realize that in order to follow my happiness, how many hearts I would break, how much pain I would cause, how much destruction there would be in the wake of me loving myself. But why is there destruction when I choose to love myself? It's because I sacrificed myself along the way. So to make others happy, I made myself small. To make others happy, I didn't speak up for myself. To make others happy, I sacrificed my own happiness. And that was not loving to myself. And where did I learn that? I learned that at a really young age. You mentioned age 4. I think so many young women, and I'm sure men have this experience too, but I see it so much with women. We are taught to put our needs to the side from like the time we come out of the womb. And we watch our mothers do the same, and we watch teachers, and we watch the world people please, and we watch people tell us and give us the message as women that we need to be a good girl. Be a good girl. Don't be too loud. Don't run too fast. You can't do that. And we begin to put ourselves in a box. And when we do that, we learn not to love ourselves, because we learn there are things that are wrong with us. And as I unravel the places in my life where I was still people-pleasing because of different beliefs, I see how often I was still trying to be the good girl. Truth is, I was trying to have it all. Trying to have my cake and eat it too, whatever you want to say. But I was trying to be the good girl and also Amanda and everything she wants to be in this world. And what I came to this spring is that they can't both exist. And so I mention that because you say you struggle with self-love, and I'm right there with you. I am learning to love myself more and more every day, and I can tell you that the choices I am making in this moment are incredibly painful and difficult, but they are radically self-loving. And I'm sure I'll talk more about them in a future episode, but right now my world is unraveling, and it's terrifying. But I have never been more honest about what my heart needs and how to love myself. All of that is to say that I think self-love is a journey, and it's hard. And I believe hard things are a good thing. I always say, Glennon Doyle says, we can do hard things. And I reread her book Untamed recently, and I was like, we can do hard things. Yeah, Glennon, because we can. And the truth is, in order to be happy and love ourselves, we often have to unravel the lies we've told ourselves. And so for you, you mentioned this memory in pre-K, and that breaks my heart. It breaks my heart that we tell little children there's something wrong with them. Oof, I feel that in my heart right now. I know I receive those messages too. But then compassion comes in. I believe when learning to love ourselves, self-compassion is the key. Where do you start when learning to love yourself? It's learning to be kind to yourself. It's learning to stop beating yourself up. When we hate ourselves, we often are judgmental and critical, and it's like there are two people fighting within us. And self-compassion is that spirit of grace that comes in and says, enough, enough. No one deserves the first 18 years of their life to be what I survived. And I know I'm not alone. I don't say that because I think I'm special. I just say that because it's true. No one deserves those first 18 years to be what I survived. And I don't know what heartache you've been through. I don't know what traumas you've survived. I don't know what demons you battle at night. But I know you didn't deserve it. Neither did I. And that right there is the voice of love. Love is the voice that tells you that those voices in your head that criticize you are wrong. Not you. You are not wrong. The voice that tells you you're unlovable is wrong. And so, as I mentioned, the first step is self-compassion. Be kind to yourself out there, my friends. You deserve it. And so with your question, the next thing I wanted to mention is that you mentioned having this memory when you were 4 years old of hating yourself. And again, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry that you hated yourself from that young of an age. I take a moment to honor that. It breaks my heart. I know exactly how that feels. And what I have found and what I wanted to mention here is that when we are healing the inner child, because that's what I consider this here, is that you have a child memory that has come forward and wants to be witnessed, loved, and healed. And how do we heal it? We really allow ourselves to feel the whole experience, to let it go. And when it comes to the inner child, I want to emphasize here that it's not about the details of the memory. It's about the feelings it elicits. I find so many people get stuck in healing by focusing too much on the details. What exactly did that person say? What happened there? What was I wearing? What is the experience? You know, when reading your question, I was really reminded of healing from being sexually assaulted as a child. And when I was doing that, I was so obsessed with knowing exactly what happened to me. Like, I wanted to know what I was wearing. I wanted to know the date. I wanted to know every little detail. And that kept me stuck. It wasn't until I would surrender that I didn't need to know the details, but I believed myself and allowed myself to feel the treachery of rape, that my heart healed. And I mention that because I've talked to other survivors of childhood sexual abuse. I know that's not part of your question, but I just want to mention it because I know my listener base, a lot of people have experienced sexual trauma and really any kind of abuse. It's not about the details. It's about the feelings. The feelings are what move us forward. I just can't reiterate enough. It's not about the detail of the experience. And I want to emphasize that because I've been talking to a lot of people within the New View Advice community. And when I talk about my teen experience, I have a lot of details of that experience. So it was really different than healing from my childhood assault. And a lot of the people who have struggled with repressed memories had childhood assaults that I speak with. And they don't relate to my teen experience, the one I talk about the most here on the podcast, where I have all the details. They're like, I don't know if I really had repressed memories because I don't actually remember it. I just know it happened. And I want to say that for anybody here doing inner child work, it isn't about the detail of the memory. It's about the feelings and it's about the knowing. You know, when we are healing from childhood wounds, many times we feel absolutely insane, but sane for the first time at the same time. You know, when I remembered being sexually assaulted in my childhood at like age 25, that was my experience. I felt absolutely crazy. But I also felt like everything made sense for the first time. And so I want to offer that here because when we're healing from past self-hatred, you know, like you may think to yourself listening to this episode, well, I don't even remember the first time I hated myself. You don't have to. It's about knowing that that happened in childhood and just allowing that child to come forward and any details you need to heal will come forward. You know, I think about that with my teen assault, that really I think the only reason I have so many memories are two reasons, actually. One is that I was older, and so I think I remember more. And the second is that so many mini traumas happened within a big trauma that my body held on to every mini trauma. Because I can't tell you like every detail of what happened to me, but I know every traumatic piece of it. And I think that's because they got stuck in the body. So I share that because when we're learning to love ourselves, we're going to have to be courageous. You know, healing is a journey for the willing, the courageous, and the brave. I think there's a reason that we live in a world where so many people don't love themselves and where there's a lot of suffering and a lot of hate. And it's because relooking at these moments in our life is really hard. It's painful. It hurts. I have been looking back on my healing journey. And it's so hard to put into words how painful it was, but it was also incredibly liberating. The place I'm at now, even though I'm still unraveling, is a place I dreamed of being. Because the happy days are days I didn't know were possible. And the amount of love that fills my heart? Ooh, baby, this is stuff of fairy tales. I didn't know you could feel this much love. Dang. Holy shit. And then I go back into hell. And I unravel and I feel heartache and I feel like a villain and I feel broken. Then I come back out. And I remember love and I allow myself to connect with a higher power. And I want to mention that here at the end of the episode, that when we are learning to love ourselves, leaning on the support of the divine, the higher power, God, whatever you want to call it, is important. I don't talk about God a lot on the podcast, but I am only here by the grace of God. And in my darkest moments, I have always had to surrender to that higher power and say, God, I can't carry this anymore. I'm lost. I am lost. You know, it's darkest before the dawn. And in those moments, I pray and the light comes. A lot of times that light is an insight and it can be a really painful insight. And yesterday I was at one of those moments where I was like, why do I feel this way? What is happening? And I was shown this abandonment wound. And I was like, dang, oh, that hurts. But yes, yes, that has been keeping me from loving deeper. Show me it. Help me through it. Show me the way forward. And I'm still learning how to love myself, if I'm honest, you know, it's a journey. But before I wrap up, I really want to emphasize that there's nothing wrong with you and there never was anything wrong with you. The more I have healed, the more I have seen that every time I thought there was something wrong with me, it was a lie of this world. It was a lie that somebody else told me because they likely felt there was something wrong with them. And I view a lot of this self-hatred and the self-criticism and the self-judgment as a disease of the world that we pass from one another. When we don't feel enough, we pass that on to somebody else. And that can be through family, through school, through friends. But when we don't feel good about ourselves, we pass that on because we don't know what to do with it. It's like vomit. Like we vomit it onto somebody else and then it just keeps moving like a disease. But the radical thing about self-love is that when you learn to love yourself, it is the antidote to that disease. Because the more you embody that love of self, the more it spreads out and it ripples. And that disease of others doesn't hit you. And instead, you share with them love. And they may accept your antidote or they may turn away from it. But that's not your responsibility. Your job here on earth is to love yourself. And the more you love yourself, the more you'll want to share that love with others. That's what I find is that I reached this new place in my life. And I had these 2 weeks where I was like, yay, bliss. And then I was like, wait, is this it? And I went out in the world and I saw so much suffering. And I didn't notice it before because I was lost in the woods, the metaphorical woods of my mind. But I've spent like the last decade living in the past, it feels like, healing it, navigating it. And now that I'm in the present, I see all this pain. And I had somebody ask me recently, how do we feel joy in a world with so much suffering? Joy is the antidote. Joy is what will heal the world. Love is what will heal the world. I know what that sounds like. Cheesy. Amanda, don't be so cheesy. I'm always saying that. Don't be so cheesy, Amanda. But the more I love myself, the more I'm like, holy shit, this is radical. We got to share this. We got to share this with people because people don't know because we don't see it, right? Back to you and your question. If people were giving you negative feedback as a four-year-old, it sounds like there wasn't a lot of love in your world. And again, I don't think that's uncommon. And I'm so sorry because you have always been worthy. You have always been enough. You are so lovable. When I say beautiful soul at the beginning of this episode, I mean it. You are a beautiful soul. It's also a reminder to myself that I'm a beautiful soul because I can be a little hard on myself. So I hope something in this answer was helpful. Self-love is such a large topic and it's really a journey of following your heart. Your heart knows the way for you to love yourself. And again, I really think the key is self-compassion. So I hope something in this answer was helpful. Thank you for your question. I am sending you so much love. Thank you again for joining me for another episode of New View Advice. As always, I am so grateful to be here with you and to offer you a new view on healing and self-love. If you haven't already, I invite you to leave a rating and review for the podcast. Ratings and reviews really help me to grow the podcast and for people to know that this is a safe space to come and heal. So thank you so much for everybody who already has left a rating and review and for everybody who reaches out. I am always so grateful to connect with people over this podcast because this podcast is my heart on my sleeve, and it's vulnerable for me to share all this, and I'm just grateful. So thanks again for joining me. If you have any questions, you can reach out at contact@newviewadvice.com. And thanks again for joining me for another episode of New View Advice. I hope I was able to offer you a new view on whatever you may be going through. Sending you all my love. See you next time.